Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5
The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So by now, pretty much everybody knows what Movember is. It's where dudes grow a mustache for the whole month of November, okay?
Yeah.
And it's creepy and gross, but it's funny at the same time. Well, Paul grew a big, bushy, gross mustache for Movember, and he's been threatening his wife now, saying, you know, when November's over, I'm not going to shave it off. So she wants me to phone scam him, and I'm calling from the HR department at the corporate building that he works at to tell him there's a problem.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, is this Paul?
This is.
Hey, Paul, this is Sid, and I'm calling from the HR department at... How are you?
I'm fine. What is this about?
We have received several complaints about you. We understand that you grew a mustache for Movember, correct?
Yes.
Well, that's what people are complaining about.
Wait, people are complaining about my mustache?
They're complaining about your mustache. Yeah, they're saying that it's too big, it's too thick. People are concerned, both physically, but also emotionally as well. So do you have a few minutes that we could discuss this?
This is ridiculous. Are people offended by the mustache? Like, am I culturally appropriating? What type of offense am I bringing with a mustache?
Yeah, well, some people are offended. Yeah, it's not cultural appropriations or anything like that. But they do think, though, that it's offensive. I'm trying to be delicate with this. The way that it comes across is creepy, I guess you could say.
I've not changed my behavior whatsoever. I'm completely appropriate. Having a mustache is upsetting anyone.
Paul, listen. Nobody appreciates you not purposefully being creepy more than I do. You know, so listen. Thank you very much. We applaud that. But it's the optics of the whole situation. You know, if for instance, if I'm you and I are walking down a dark alley, and I just happen to be practicing my knife twirling, and I'm wearing a bad boy black leather jacket with the collar popped. You know, maybe I'm a nice guy. Maybe I'm a super nice guy and not creepy or scary at all. But it's how I look. Does that make sense?
No, that's a horrible analogy. I'm not wearing
I'm not very good at analogies.
I'm not in a dark alley.
But listen,
Teddy Roosevelt had a mustache. He was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. I don't.
Well, so did Hitler.
I don't have a Hitler mustache, though. I would never.
Well, you don't have a Teddy Roosevelt mustache either, Paul. Let's be honest, okay? Which brings me actually to another point. Is that there is the physical side of it as well, and we kind of need you to start covering it, especially when you leave your office space, your cubicle.
I'm already wearing a mask when I'm not sitting down. You want me to wear a mask at all times now as well?
No. We need you to wear something under the mask just for the mustache. So
okay, but this also sounds like a slippery slope. If I do something to change my mustache, what next? They're going to say that my eyebrows are creepy. They're going to say that my hair is creepy. What, do you want me to just shave all of my hair off?
I don't know. I've never met you. I don't know. Do you have big, bushy, disgusting eyebrows?
I think they're fine, but I don't
know. Okay, well, then we're probably fine.
They think that my mustache is offensive.
Well, no, we're probably fine. As long as you just don't have eyebrows that match that mustache that is caused. I mean, do you want me to read some of the comments that I've gotten from your coworkers? These are your peers. Disgusting. Bushy. Hideous. I'm scared of it. It looks at me. These are the kind of things that you know, I get sent here.
What do you want me to do about this? Do you also want me to... You tell me to wear a covering underneath a covering? That doesn't make any sense.
You wear like a little tiny, kind of like a hairnet kind of a thing, but for a mustache underneath of your mask, just to be safe.
I don't work around food. That doesn't make any sense.
But people eat in the office.
Okay, but people also sometimes sneeze in the office. People sometimes fart in the office.
Have you been farting in the office? Do you fart in the office?
Everyone has.
I don't.
You want me to cover that up too?
I mean, we don't work in the same branch, but I don't fart in the office. I hold everything until the very end of the day, and then I go, or I go outside. Is what
okay,
you should.
Well, now I know you're a liar. Now I know I'm speaking to a liar. So thank
no,
you.
That's very.
I feel better knowing about this conversation.
Okay. Well, don't turn this around on me. No, no, you're turning this around on me. Please don't do that. Okay. I just need to know what we're going to do about your mustache.
Look, November is just about over. I was going to shave it off anyway, but I almost don't want to now.
Okay. No. It's good. I wasn't sure if you were going to shave it off because I got an email from your wife, and your wife told me that you said that you weren't going to shave it off. Because this is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and she wanted me to phone scam you, which is a prank phone call, and give you a hard time about the mustache that you threatened to keep for the rest of the year.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.